Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Homework. You either see it as a wonderful experience that motivates and inspires all youngsters to excel in their studies, or a burden that can often lead to conflict and rows at the end of a long day. But love it or hate it, it is a part of life for children of school-going age. And I'm joined now by Barbara Ennis, principal of Alexandra College in Dublin, and by Jen Hogan, columnist with the Irish Times. And you're both very welcome. Barbara, I'll start with you. Why is homework important?
Well, first of all, not every homework is equally important. So homework, in my view, has to have a very specific purpose. And that purpose should be to assess whether the student has understood what has been done in the class the day of the homework. So I wouldn't say that any student really loves homework, but I think all students see it as, you know, a necessary part of their education, and it's really down to the teacher to make sure that the homework has a purpose, a specific purpose.
And do you say it's a necessary part of their education?
Well, at second level, I definitely would. I can see an argument at primary level for it not being as important. However, the worry that I would have with the idea of parents being able to opt their child out of homework is that they might be disadvantaging their own child against other children who are doing their homework.
Mm-hmm. And also, I suppose then, once you go into secondary school, you'll have had the practice of doing homework in primary school, and it won't be an alien concept when you hit 12 or 13. Jen, you say that homework encroaches on limited and precious family time. You go so far as to say it's unhealthy when it comes to work-life balance.
Yeah, I mean, there's been countless studies carried out at this stage, Claire, which shows that homework for primary school children in particular has little to no academic benefit. And that's presuming that's your only focus, academic benefit for children. But the research suggests that there's very little benefit at all. And at best, it makes no difference. At worst, it's even counterproductive, kind of instilling this dislike of education from an early age and that negative association of homework with school. It also, it's instilling really unhealthy work-life balance practices and work, rest and play practices. Even, and play is really important for children. We would not turn around to any adult and say, do you know what you should do after a full day's work? You should go home and do some more work at home. I know it happens, but it's not something that we're encouraging. And yet we're saying to children who are sitting in quite an abnormal situation for them, where they're having to sit, focus, concentrate, to go home and do more homework. And I know people might argue it's a chance for consolidation and stuff, but if a child has grasped the concept, first of all, you're just kind of going through the motions, getting them to do it again. If they haven't, you have a case of maybe flogging a dead horse, to use that phrase, because asking a child to go through something again when they are tired and when they're frustrated after sitting there, and we're not really looking at developing the whole child and giving them the opportunity to do the things that float their boat. And for what? Because again, the research says there's little to no academic benefit. We need to be looking at the bigger picture here and giving our children opportunity to develop in lots of different ways. It seems to be very much because it's tradition, because we always did it, we always should do it. Like, we know the research and yet we haven't moved on.
And do you say that for primary and second level?
Well, there is research suggesting that there is some benefits to homework for secondary school, again, academically. But I think we need to have kind of an overhaul of what's going on as well in secondary school with homework too, because you have parents reporting their children spending 2 and 3 hours at homework a night. And that's excessive. On top of a long day at school, it means that they're having to walk away from their activities, their sports. You know, we have a high dropout in terms of sports from teenagers, particularly teenage girls as they get older. And if we don't create an environment that facilitates them attending training, attending practice, attending matches, or even if it's a different activity, doing the things that they love, it's no real surprise. We have our balance completely wrong here. So yes, there is academic benefits to it in secondary school, or so the research would suggest. But is that all that we're focused on? Again, it's that whole message that we're sending to teenagers and to younger children. After a day's work, you should go home and do more. And it's just those really unhealthy practices that they're taking into adult life.
Okay, Barbara, that example that Jen used of some children spending 2 to 3 hours a night on homework, is that ever right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think any child should ever have to spend that amount of time on homework. And this is where differentiated teaching and homework giving it comes in, because, you know, teachers are very well used to differentiated teaching in their classes, and they also would be used to giving differentiated homework to their students. So, for example, if a student is dyslexic and has difficulty in reading, the homework that would be set for that student would be very different to a student who doesn't have any difficulty with reading. So I would agree with Jen that, you know, spending 2.5-3 hours on your homework before fifth year is far too long.
But fifth year, you're saying it does happen, and people have to accept that.
Well, I mean, if they don't spend that amount of time on their work, they're not going to cover their course, and they're not going to be at the same advantage as those students who do spend that amount of time on their homework.
But is that right? Is that ever right? And is Jen right in saying that our focus is all wrong here, that just because we've always done it this way, this is the way we should continue to do it?
Well, I don't think that she's entirely right or entirely wrong. What I think is that, you know, the whole system needs to be reviewed, and particularly the senior cycle, which is undergoing at the moment. And there needs to be much more emphasis put on activities other than those that are purely academic. Mm-hmm. And I know the NCCA and the department are working very hard to try and ensure that that does happen, and that just isn't all about, you know, academic writing essays and analysing, and that there's a practical element to as many subjects as possible.
Barbara, it's not just the children who find it as a chore at times. For parents, it can be really difficult as well, coming at the end of a long day in work to have to face into this. Can you understand that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not misunderstanding anything or disagreeing with anything that Jen has said in that regard. However, I do think that it's very much parents' attitudes to any kind of schoolwork is very formative when it comes to the students. So, like, for example, in transition year, if a parent says, oh, it's a DOS year, then the child is going to see it as a DOS year. Whereas if the parent is enthusiastic about it and says, you know, there's lots of opportunities here for you to develop yourself, you know, to go outside your comfort zone, learn new things, experience new things, then the student will have a positive attitude.
So that works for homework as well. If the parent has a positive attitude towards it, so will the child.
Well, I mean, I think they've more chance of having a positive attitude if the parent does. But if the parent is saying, oh, no, we have to do our homework now, you know, you have to get your books out, the child, of course, is going to pick up on that and have the same feeling and feel negative about it.
OK, so Jen, just on that point, we should approach this as parents with gusto.
It's very difficult to approach it with gusto, and the research is telling you there's actually no academic benefit to it. And again, as I said, we're looking at the bigger picture. Can I just come in on something there about parents' involvement, and particularly at primary school age? Parents will generally need to support their children, and parents' involvement in education is hugely important. And there are ways that we can be aware of how our children are getting on and support them at the appropriate time without actually doing homework. But we do need to look at the reality of parents' issues in this country. And 1 in 6 adults have literacy difficulties. 1 in 4 have numeracy difficulties. So when you send home homework to a house where perhaps those difficulties exist, I mean, sometimes we look at these things through a privileged bubble and through a privileged lens. There is difficulties going on in certain households, and we disadvantage children more, and we cause further stress. When that homework goes home, a child might be struggling and a parent can't help. And you'd be surprised even how early parents run into difficulty, even those who might not have particular difficulties. By the time you get onto fractions and decimals, you can already see parents getting frustrated, or the different way that they do tens and units and the replacement instead of carrying over in different ways that they do things now. Sometimes parents add to the confusion and the frustration because things have moved on from the way that we did it before. We do have such limited and precious family time now. Life has changed beyond recognition. There isn't always somebody at home. So this is often being done later in the evening, when really wind down time should be happening, when really those limited opportunities to do the things that are important to families, important to children, even things like learning life skills, those opportunities are taken away from us when we have homework. And all for little to no benefit.
And do you think that teachers are asking children to do more homework at school because they're not getting through the curriculum in the classroom?
Amazingly, I think most teachers are doing it because they feel pressure from parents. And parents have this idea as well too. I mean, I've spoken to a lot of teachers who don't agree with homework, particularly for primary school children, but they feel they have to give it. And sometimes parents see homework as the measure of the school or the measure of the teacher, completely incorrectly and without understanding. And there is a fear. It's very hard to walk away from that tradition and to change a tradition that's so strongly recognised and felt in our education over the years. So I don't know that this pressure has necessarily come from teachers. There are some who completely believe in it and agree with it and maybe don't realise the impact. When they say, oh, it's only 10 or 20 minutes, they don't realise, yeah, well, you're trying to get a child who's been in school all day perhaps to sit down. If you add into that equation that there will be some children, I know Barbara mentioned differentiated homework for children who might have dyslexia or and that perhaps they would do a different type of homework. But it is still a very different battle if you're working with children who have additional learning needs at all at home. Yeah, it's something that we really need to look at.
Barbara, pressure from parents. What would happen if teachers decided in the morning, no more homework?
Well, I don't think that would be a very wise way to go. I think it's much more about negotiation. So, you know, I would see a situation that would work where parents and teachers together would come to a consensus about, you know, what is the best way to move forward? What is the best thing to do? How do we benefit the children the most? And not just say, OK, we're going to stop giving homework.
Yeah, do you think the parents would object if you decided not to give homework?
Well, I think if it was done in a democratic, discursive way, they wouldn't. If, you know, there was a meeting called in the school of each year group and there was a discussion about the homework and the research was shown that it has very little benefit at primary level, and there was an agreement between the teachers and the parents and the school, I don't think that there would be a major problem.
Do you think it's a good way to spot, Barbara, if there is something going wrong at home, if teachers notice a change in someone who was good at homework previously and all of a sudden that changes?
Well, yes, definitely. Yeah, and I mean, also coming back to one of the Jen's points there earlier, you know, about families where it's just not possible for them to help with the homework or even maybe be present when homework is being done. Lots of schools run after school homework clubs where the teachers stay on voluntarily and help the students and give them study habits and various techniques to make learning easier. For example, you know, there are different types of learners. There are aural, visual, you know, a lot of students will learn if they record, say, a poem, and then they listen to it later on when they're at home. It's a kind of a passive type of learning, so they don't have to actively sit down and learn the poem.
And Jen, are teachers, in your experience, correcting the homework as diligently as the children do the work?
I mean, our homework, if I was to look at my own experience, our homework tends to be corrected, I think, at the end of the week. It goes up and some of it's done in class and some of it's done at the end of the week. It really depends what year that it's done in. But yes, it absolutely is corrected. Can I just pick up on something very quickly there that Barbara said about the homework clubs? Because I think this is something that maybe we need to look at. If a homework club is necessary to get all the work done that needs to be done, do we have a problem with the length of our school day? Because that's maybe the issue. Maybe if it's the case that we need to extend the school day to accommodate a homework club, then maybe we need that extra half an hour or that extra hour to get the work done. Maybe that's the issue, and taking this work home is not the solution.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you both, Jen Hogan and Barbara Ennis. Thank you for joining me.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.